Track 2, 1.1, Transport Standards and the Whole Journey. Whole of Journey planning is about creating complete, seamless journeys for public transport users, journeys from A to B and to C to D and back again. Public transport is a crucial aspect of livability in any community, providing an alternative option to private vehicles. Public transport seeks to offer cost-effective, environmentally sustainable mass transport services for those who choose to use it, as well as those who have no other transport choice due to their age, young or elderly, economic situation, lack of a driver's license, or disability. For these people especially, public transport is key to their participation and inclusion in society. Delivering an accessible, whole public transport journey is important not only for those with permanent disability, but also for people who may have a temporary disability, such as an injury, as well as older people, pregnant women, people travelling with children, and people who are in unfamiliar locations or carrying luggage, goods, or equipment. Publisher's note, quote from To the Second Review of the Transport Standards National Disability Services, "The success of the transport standards is about achieving access for the whole journey. The standards are only a means to an end. Success is not achieved with partial implementation. For example, a train door may be wide enough, but if a person cannot access timetable information, they cannot use the train. Real success is only achieved when people are able to make the whole journey. Whole of journey accessibility requires that accessible provision is consistent and reliable. It only takes one stranding or one barrier along the journey for a person to lose confidence with the transport system and to disable further participation." End publisher's note. The DDA allows the Australian government to make standards to ensure that people with disability are not discriminated against, and to provide information about these standards. The purpose of the transport standards is to enable public transport operators and providers to remove discrimination from their services. The transport standards do this by providing technical clarity. This includes extensive technical criteria for certain parts of a public transport journey, including stops, terminals, and public transport vehicles. They have created a wave of positive change across all aspects of the public transport that they cover. The standards also interact with the Disability Access to Premises Building Standards 2010. There are, however, many other aspects of a person's journey that are not addressed by the standards. Even in public transport systems that otherwise comply with prescribed accessibility standards, people with disability often face a range of barriers to a seamless, accessible journey. While some guidance on whole-of-journey planning is available at the local, state, and territory government levels, there has been no guidance at the national level to help operators and providers to address whole-of-journey accessibility. In developing the Whole Journey Guide, the Australian government's intention is to promote thinking beyond compliance. This includes facilitating best practices based on innovation and continuous improvement, human-centred design, understanding, consultation, and collaboration. Accordingly, the Whole Journey Guide is not intended to be a legally enforceable standard, nor guidelines to the transport standards. Instead, it seeks to examine each element of the journey to provide direction and highlight the experiences people have within and between the different parts. However, it is also recognised that some individual elements within the guide and practices arising from future developments as a result of the guide's use may suggest consideration of new or amended standards in specific areas. The 5-yearly reviews of the transport standards provide opportunities for this to occur.